election coverage with the Mid-America Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through election night with more numbers rolling in across the state of Kansas. A lot of races that are going on right now for the primaries, Republicans and Democrats alike across the state. We're going to start off with the U.S. Senate primaries, where we do have some on both sides. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, the incumbent, is being challenged in the Republican side by the challenger Pond Narimore, but it is an easy win right now for Roger Marshall with 19% of the vote reporting in and 73% of that vote. Pond coming in at 26%. Many candidates on the Democrat side looking to try and get that Democrat nomination for the U.S. Senate, with Adam Hamilton coming in with an early and a strong lead right now, 45% of the vote and roughly just over 35,000 votes being reported for Adam Hamilton right now. Christy Davis, a long shot second right now at 11%, with Noah Taylor coming in at third at 10% for the time being. We'll follow that as that goes along. On the constitutional amendment for the changing of the nomination for state Supreme Court justices, it was an early start for the no vote right now, with roughly 71% of the vote, 23% reporting in, many of those being the early voting that are traditionally Democrat, and we will see how that advances through the night. The yes vote right now with just over 42,000 votes and 28% of that vote. In the governor's race right now on the Republican side for the primary, Senate President Ty Masterson holds on to a strong lead with 40% of the vote right now, 20% reporting in, and just over 27,000 votes. Philip Sarnicki coming in second right now at 20% of the vote. Vicky Schmidt at 17%. Scott Schwab at 11% and just over 7,800 votes, followed by Charlotte O'Hara, Stacey Rogers, and Nick Reinecker. On the Democrat side, the three-way race, it is still a toss-up. Ethan Corson came out with a strong early lead. However, Cindy Holscher has taken the lead right now with 44% of the vote compared to Ethan Corson's 43%. They are roughly within 900 votes of each other. Kurt Skoug is in a long-distance third with 11% of the vote. Election coverage right here on the Mid-America Network.